So John, in USA, in the USA, Ion, in what manner do we use the mind the way it was meant to be used and not on abstract thought?
Only to autonomic responses. You're inappropriately activating your mind into worry, considering, pandering, blah, 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 blah. If you'd use the mind for what you originally created your mind for, was to simply respond to the knee-jerk autonomic responses within the meat sack body. And as long as you can find a way to somehow do that, okay, then what happens is you free your mind and memory becomes perfect. Because there's no consequence of remembering. Many times people are afraid of what they might remember, and in the fear of what they might remember, moves that out of their cerebral cortex in their long-term memory, and it eludes them. Well, that's sort of the whole point, is your fear, here it is again, the fear then becomes the driver for what you allow in your short-term memory and what your long-term memory is. You can go into a convenience store and there's a robbery and somebody's shot and blood flying everywhere. Well, you can eliminate that and not have any recollection of that occurring at all. Happens all the time. Because the thought of the remembering is more painful than the help of discussing what you saw.
Yeah, so I coined the
post-traumatic stress disorder.
Okay, blame it on the rain, but sure.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't get very far with that, James.
Most of those catchwords are just damn cop-outs for I don't want to do it, and you can't
right,
make
that's
me.
Right, that's right, that's right, that's right.
Okay, so when you say long-term memory, people today might put in biological images of the brain and the chemical body, but the other factor is, just like Ion asked us to be very careful what we say, look at your words. That's the first media ecology. Look at your words.
Well, I
just finished your thought. So I'm saying the other thing, writing and symbolism and books, are things that create the abstract thought and make you forget the autonomic purpose of the mind. So it, just as Ion says, be very careful about what you say and how you use words, the first medium, be very careful how you read and what you read or what you watch with television. Television, McLuhan said, was the most spiritual environment ever could be, but we did not have the ability to handle it.
That's too many words. We don't say be careful of what your words are. We're saying know that whatever words you speak are what you're fixing to experience.
Well, that
then be careful of what.
Yeah, you mean that. But when you say no, that evokes fear in people that they better do something with their thinking.
It also is a libertine gospel. A libertine gospel that you know that if you say chocolate cake will show up in your world. That's not fear. I'm not afraid of chocolate cake. It's what I desire.
Carol's a little puzzled at that one. You want to take it on, Carol? What he just said?
Well, the fear of eating chocolate cake and gaining weight, I guess, is what he's saying.
You guess. You're not sure. It's vague, right, with Ion.
No, but that's what it is, right, Ion?
Right. No, don't ask Ion. What do you think, Carol?
It's not about fear. It's not about a fear. It's about to say the words chocolate cake and chocolate cake shows up. It has nothing to do with fear. If you want chocolate cake, the way to get chocolate cake to show up is to say chocolate cake. We're not saying be mindful of your words because the doom is going to come and make.
You have said be mindful of our words many times, so you're not saying be mindful of your words.
No, we're not saying that it's a problem. We're saying know that whatever you say is what you're going to get.
Well, you're not saying it's a problem because you don't believe there are problems, but people think there are problems, so they worry about their words.
Then we say don't think.
Right. So when a person has an insight or, you know, some bits of information to come together and you say, aha, that's using your mind. So is that autonomic?
It would be from a pure sense, yes. Hmm. Autonomic means that it brings you to a conclusion that you were looking forward to. Hmm. Ah, yes.
Right. So when you're thinking, that's an interesting point Carolyn's evoked. When you're thinking, if you haven't resolved your thinking, you didn't accomplish the thinking, and you will return to autonomic state. So abstract thought is suspended thinking, a kind of bardo, a limbo, a purgatory.
And sometimes, and there you go, and can be, but even from that perspective, we're not using it as a problem. We're just saying if that occurs for you, take your power. If the man comes to your door trying to collect your money and you happen to be in Japan, embrace that contrast so you can indeed come into your power and say, yes, hello, thank you, Mr. Amex, man. I'm so glad you came to my door. Hell yes, I owe you the damn money.